So as ranking can never produce happiness. And why are we not talking about that? We in the land of the codified right to pursue happiness. The challenge for power is how to seem to retire rank while maintaining, or rather deepening, class, i.e. their exclusive hold on decision-making, a.k.a. rule, their ownership and defining of the state. It seems to me they're going to have to fall back on some alleged quote-unquote natural distinction between those who are gifted and those who are sadly not. Falling back on some alleged natural hierarchical barriers or divisions between us. And that they must prove by means of the education system, show, because everyone, they will argue, is given the same chance, back to that hideous Gates Foundation crap. So there are multiple cons, illusions, power is floating right now. Several ropes it's playing out with which it hopes to hang us or just tie us up, depending on whether and what use it has for us, in order to achieve certain outcomes. Cons. Refreshing the definitions, that's always, always. The natural hierarchy, which implies natural leadership. Reset progress with a confluence of environmental and economic crises. This one is a hard illusion to prop up progress. Paternalistic guidance and management. Waiting for the smart ones to find the answers. Education, proving all of this we've just said. Power and the people are one. They love that one. And then the outcomes. Power disappears into the people. We see this in all their propaganda. It's not them. Oh no, trashing the planet. It's those pesky prehistoric brains betraying us, or human nature, or some damn thing. Finance disappears into states now that they're positioned with a seemingly unassailable advantage. Abolition of private property, by which they mean our attachment to our common earth, all may be folded into the ready arms of oligarchic governance. Perhaps they'll take a leaf here from the tale of the Chinese elites. Repossession of human energy globally and oligarchic stewardship of the resources of the planet. Now, perhaps your response is similar to that of a young woman I spoke with in my book hawking days when I said these 10,000 guys or so could be called the tribe of Plato because they believe in the rule of the philosopher king. She replied, well, what's wrong with that? What should we have, rule of the stupid? We'll discuss this question of rule shortly, but I encourage folks to check out how Karl Popper frames this question with Socrates' help, and how he debunked this notion of hers, exposed the fallacy of wise oligarchic rule, of authority enshrined by the state. In his chapter of The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, The Principle of Leadership. That's chapter 6.